Johnny came to know many Native Americans on his travels. They respected Johnny and considered him a wise man because he knew so much about herbs used as medicine. Johnny did know about such plants. However, one time he made a mistake, a big mistake. He became convinced that dogweed would cure malaria, which is a bad disease. Johnny began to plant dogweed as often as he planted apple trees. But dogweed has three problems. First, it doesn't cure malaria. Second, it spreads like crazy. Third, it has an awful, awful smell. Johnny kept planting it, and it kept spreading. Soon, a giant, stinking field covered half of one county. The Native Americans still respected Johnny, but they had a new name for him, he who loves those awful, stinky plants. Folks began holding their noses whenever Johnny approached. Johnny walked into one town and never saw a single nose, as they were all covered. Johnny wanted people to like him, not avoid him, so he focused on his apples. Luckily, a storm destroyed the dogweed crop. Good thing, too, or else you'd be reading a book about smelly Johnny Dogweed. People liked Johnny for his stories and trees. Kids loved him because he played games with them. He invented Tic-Tac Apple. He'd make apple-headed dolls and applewood whistles. He'd carve apples into fancy shapes like snowflakes or even a herd of elephants. That was a very big apple. Although he still lived outside most of the time, he slept on people's floors now and then.